We're up to Nedarim Chaf Hey Amad Aleph. We're on the second line from the top. Al Daita Denafshe Lo Ad Inish De Mishtaba. Right, the Gemara is following up. Last part we learned was if a person takes a Shavua, that I saw the number of people Ka'oli Mitzrayim. So we thought it was people. Maybe the guy had ants in his mind, meaning that was his intention. So Gemara says, well, one second. Does a really person doesn't take a shavua based on his own intentions? The times when he does have something in his mind, he has a special meaning to his words or stipulation. Vatani, like we learned in a brisa, kishehein mashbiyano so omrim lo. When the Beis Din, the dayanim, have the person take a shavua, they make him say like this. They say to him, haviyodeya shlo al datanai shelibcho ana mashbiyano ischa. We are not making you take a shua based on any things that you're thinking in your heart, in your mind. El al datenu valdas based in. You're going based upon our thoughts, what we have in mind when we say these words to you. Lafuke mai. So what case is this coming to exclude? Lav lafuke da asik lahu. Is kundere. The guy gives him some like these type of tokens that are used like in a game, like Monopoly pieces or play money or something like Fa'asik Lahon Shema Zuze. And he calls those, in his mind, he calls that money. So because he calls that money, then he wants to use and say, oh yeah, I gave you money. So the Shulchan Aruch is very clear, actually, before a person takes a shavua, because it's such a serious thing, we really want to make sure he knows what he's doing. We literally put the fear of God into him. In Choshen Mishpat, Simon Pei Zion, Sif Chaf. The Mechaber says, Mashbiyan Oso, Bechol Lashon, we make sure in anything, Shehu Maven, that he understands, the Emolah, we put a fear into him, right? We want to scare him. Kodom Shishbe Uhu, right? Before he takes the Shavuot, Omrim Lo, we say to him, Haviyadeh Shechol Ha'olim Nizdazo B'Shasha Omra Kodesh Baruch Lo Siso. The whole world trembled when HaKodesh Baruch Hu mentions a prohibition against using my name in vain. V'chol ha'veroi shebetora ne'mar v'nokei kan v'loma lo yinakei. Hashem says he'll cleanse a person from all sorts of errors, but from this one in particular he will not. V'chol ha'veroi shebetora nifram yimenu kan v'kan mimenu u'mishpachto. Sorry, they're wrong. Yeah, that all of theirs are from him, and here it's from him and his mishpacha. V'lo, oh, not only that, says the mechaber, el shegroim liparim mi sonehem shel Yisrael, shekol Yisrael areivin zeh lazeh. It's going to be, it's a euphemism, it means from the other people are going to suffer because it's because of the concept of arvus. Kol aveir shebetora toilim lo shnai mishlosha doros, all of these are suspended for 2-3 generations. V'im yesh lo zchus, the guy has a zchus, so we'll suspend it. V'kan nifraim miyad, here he gets punished immediately. Dvaram she'ein eshumayim achlim osam, shebus shekir machlo osam. Right, so these are all the things we point out, how serious it is. He shouldn't take this lightly at all. Omer Eini Nishba. So he says, okay, now that I realize how serious this is, what I had no idea, I'm not interested in doing this. He doesn't take the shua. Potano sov noisin ma shitano chavero. Okay, if he doesn't take a shua and he just pays up what the guy claims to him, you owe me $1,000, so I'm not taking a shua, here it is, here's your money. Imo Mahareini Nishba. And he says, I'm going to take a shavua, v'cherer toveya, right? Ha'omrim sham, omrim ze lo ze. Surun me'al ohle ha'reshoim ha'ele, v'omrim lo, al daitcha, on, this is the part, lo al adaitcha anamashbin, right? You're not taking a shavua based on your understanding of this, ela al datenu, v'aldas beistin, right? The direct quote from our Gemara, and the Ramah adds here that if the Dayanim see that there's some sort of exceptional circumstances, that they really feel this guy is trying to pull one over, he's a trickster, so they can do additional tactics to scare him. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Again, that's Choshen Mishpat Pei Zayin. So let's go back to the Gemara now. It's going to clarify. From the fact that the Brisa says that the Shua the guy takes in Beis Din is based upon our Das, our understanding, Mechal applies to Ovid Enish, the Mishtaba, Adai to Nashe. That a person could take a Shua based upon his own understanding, and that's why you have to specifically exclude them and tell them in advance, you can't do such a thing over here. What says, Lo, La Fuke Mikanya Durov. No. The reason why we do this is to exclude the following case. There was a cane from that Rava had an interesting case that the Gemara goes to right here. Tahu gavra the havi masik mechavre zuze also the kaimed the Rava. So there was a person who claimed money from someone else, and they brought their case to Rava for the For the Beis Din. Omele Lovet. So he said to the Lovet, Zio Parali, pay back. Omele Praticha, I've paid you back already. So Omele Rova, Imkein, Zil Ishtabale de Parat. You have to go now and take a Shavua that you already paid him. So this guy was a real piece of work. What he did, he went ahead and did a whole trickery thing over here. Goes like this. Alls of Isa Kanya. So the guy takes a cane, the Yaheb Zuze Begave, Vahave Mistamech, Vazva Asa Ale de Bebdina. The cane was really hollow, and he puts the money inside of it, and he goes and he's walking and he's leaning on it. Omale Lamalvas, and he says to the one who lent him the money, Nakot Hai Kanya Bidoch, take my cane and hold it in your hand, because I need to now hold on to the Sefer Torah. I'm about to take a Shavua. Nasa Sefer Torah, the Ishtaba, the Parat. Koma de havale bide. So now he's holding the Sefer Torah. He says, "Yeah, that I gave over to the one who lent it to me all the money." He said, "Hahumal de roga." So the one who lent him gets so angry about hearing this guy take a shugur shav. He's lying. He's holding a Sefer Torah. He's lying there. Vitavra lahukan. He breaks the cane. He sees in his hand. He smashes it. Oh, so what happens? Veishtapach han huzuze laara de ishtakach. The kushta ishtaba. So when he smashed this cane, the whole thing broke. And you see all the money spills out. He was, oh wow, the guy did technically, you know, take a true statement. This was a lie. He did return the money to him when he said that. But it's so deceptive, right? He puts it in the hollow cane. The guy doesn't realize he really is holding on to the money. So that's the case we're trying to prevent. We don't want people to be, fooling us and taking a shavua. So therefore, when we say you're taking a shavua al datenu, al das beis din, you're doing it the way that we want you to do it. Okay, Vakati still asks more question. Lo obe de mishtabe adaita de nafshe. Is it really true the person doesn't take a shua based upon his own understanding? We find when Moshe Rabbeinu had the Klal Yisrael take a shavua at Arvas Moav, you should know that I'm not making you take this Shavua based upon your knowledge, Ela al Dati, but the way I understand this, Valdas Hamakun, Hashem's understanding, Shneimar, like the Pasuk says in Chumash Devarim, Velo Itchem Levadchem. Not only with you am I making such a Shavua. It's my Amr Lahu Moshe Lisro. What exactly was Moshe saying to them? Slav Hachikam Lahu, isn't this what he was saying to them? Dilma Avedhon Mili, maybe going to do things, meaning Averos. Va'amrisun, you'll say, Al Datenu. This is what we understood. This is what we thought you meant. Mishim Hachi Amr Lahu, that's why he said to them, Al Dati. According to my understanding of this Shavua. Lafuke Mai, so what exactly is this? Moshe coming to exclude la b'afuke da asiku shma lavoda zara eloha, then maybe they're going to call avoda zara idol worship of God, right? And I'll say that's what I meant. You said serve God, okay? Well, I call this sketch guy, I call that God. Michla David inish to mishtabe adaita davshe. You see that a person could take a shuvah based upon their own understanding, their own terms. Lo, no, avoda zara ikre eloha. Avoda zara is called by the name God. You find in Parshas Bo, Dichsiv Ubechol Elohe Yisrael, all the gods of Elohe Yis Mitzrayim. Oh, no, it's very different. Sorry. Elohe Mitzrayim, the god Mitzrayim. I'm going to judge them. So you see, it wouldn't have been a very special stipulation in their minds, but it just wouldn't like a misguided intent within the Shavua itself. So that's what Moshe was worried about. So therefore, that's why he told him you have to do it al dati v'al das makom. Okay, Zmar continues and says. Vilashbo Yason, have them take the following shua. De mekamisun mitzvos, meaning I'm telling you, you have to do mitzvos. Well, that's pretty clear. I know what mitzvos are. No, mashu mitzvos hamelech. They could also, get around and say, I thought you meant do the mitzvos of a king, right? So therefore, that wouldn't necessarily be binding on them. Okay, so the Gemara tries again and says. Velishba yason de kaimisun kol mitzvos. No, when you have to keep all the mitzvos. So all the mitzvos, that sounds like everything. You can't just do the mitzvos of the king, okay? No, mashma mitzvos tzitzis. No, maybe they would have in mind, that means I'm just going to keep tzitzis, right? The Omer Mar, because like says, Shekula mitzvahs tzitzis, k'neged kol mitzvahs shebetorah. That the mitzvah of tzitzis is corresponding to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So that's what you said about it. When you said kol mitzvahs, I'll just have in mind that that means tzitzis. So there's a beautiful sefer that my chaver Rabbi Joshua Shulman shared with me from Rav Volpi. It's called Hamitzvos Hashkulos, where he goes throughout the Chazal, where you find certain mitzvos, where it says Keneged Kol HaTorah Kulo, and he explains what exactly each one of them is referring to. So he has in the fourth chapter on tzitzis, because we see here from our Gemara in the Darim Chafei, it says that tzitzis is that. So he writes Rav Volpi, tzitzis heim simon la'ah. Ha'avdus al bigadenu. It's a showing that we're an eved to Hashem on our clothing. Kamosha hamila hu simin ba ha'avdus al gufenu. Like the mila is our body, and the tzitzis is our clothes. We're called muchshis hi ha'avdus v'kol chazaku roshem simin ha'avdus shebetzitzis she hazaris behen zoich mekabel pnei shchina. Ba'od zois betzitzis sheish behem chute lavan b'chute shel tchelis. We have the white and the blue. V'doyim l'torah shenitna eish schor agave eish levana. The two colors is a remez to the Torah that was given, black fire on white fire. Mavur ha-maharal, ki ikr mitzvah hu toy v'chesed minom ha-elyon. Mitzvahs are toy v'chesed hu eish levana. That's the white fire. V'hatsura hi ha-eish ha-shchora, sh'ashchor mora al reshima, muvoeres hetev shekach roi v'emes. That's the truth of it. Torah's chesed, Torah's emes biyachad, that's the two coming together, the chesed and emes coming together. Hu HaTorah v'ha mitzvois. That's what the Guri Aryeh brings down from that's the Maharal. Valderech zeh nitne mitzvah tzitzis b'chute lovan and tchilis. That's why we have the two colors for the tzitzis. Hare mitzvah zu shkula k'neg kol mitzvahs kulan. So that's why tzitzis is corresponding to everything. Sheyesh but ikr b'tsuras kol ha-mitzvos. It has the main idea and the form of all the mitzvos. B'remez la'chesed ba'emes shebehen. Okay, a beautiful idea from Rav Volpi. Continuing in the Gemara now, we just finished saying that Moshe couldn't have everybody take the idea of kol mitzvos, because that could have been just referring to the one mitzvah of tzitzis. So v'lash bol yason, have them take the following shavua, the mekai misun Torah. You're going to keep the Torah, right? So that's the Torah shebichsav, Torah shebal peh. No, mashma Torah achas. That means I'm just going to keep one of them. V'lash bol yason, okay, so make them take the following shavua, me. Kamisun Toros, you'll keep both Torah, plural, that'll count for both, Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Chesab, Mashmet Toros Mincha, Toros Chatos, Toros Oshem. No, because maybe the Torah will be referring to the types of Korbonos. V'lash v'yashon, let them make them take the following Shua, demi Kamisun Toros Umitzvos, keep the Toros and the Mitzvos. Toros mashma, Toros mincha. Mitzvahs mashma, mitzvahs hamelech. No, because each one could be reinterpreted that the Torah is referring to a korban, and the mitzvahs are referring to what the king tells me to do. Okay. Velish b'yason continues again, have them take the following shua. Demekam isun Torah kula. That you have to keep the entire Torah. So Mar says, Torah kula mashma avodah zarah. Fulfilling the whole Torah, that could be just denying avodah zarah. The Tanya, as we learned in a brisa, Chamura avodah zarah shekol hakoyfer bo keilu moide b'torah kula. How important, how severe is avodah zarah, that anybody who denies it is considered though he's masking, he agrees to the entire Torah. So the opposite is true for someone who worships avodah zarah, right? So people could say that fulfilling the whole Torah just means all it means basically what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to worship idols. The Rambam in the Hilchas Avodah Zarah, in Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, writes, Mitzvahs Avodahs Kochavim Keneged Mitzvahs Kulam. Shneemar V'chi Shish Gu V'lo Sasu Eis Kol HaMitzvois. Okay, in Parshas Shlach. Mipi HaShemua L'manu, we learn out that Shehavodahs Kochavim HaKosu Medaber. It's talking about worshipping idols. Halamata shekol hamoyde b'avodas kochavim koyfe b'chol haTorah kulo b'chol hanavim b'chol ma shenitztavu hanavim me'adam ba'ad soifa olam. If you're denying all of the Torah and the Nevi'im, shne'emar min hayom asher tziva Hashem hala l'doroseichem, from now until all future generations. B'chol koyfe b'avodas kochavim, and anybody who does deny this, mode. Bechol haTorah kulo, bechol hanavim, bechol mash, and it's tavinu hanavim. Me'ar vad sofa olam, who ikar kol mitzvos kulam. This is the main idea behind all of the mitzvahs. So some of the commentaries point out that's like what the Sefer HaTanya writes in chapter 20, that the only mitzvahs we necessarily heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Anochi, right? That's the acknowledgement, and then Lo Yed, not to negate any Avodah Zarah, because that's the sort of everything, right? Every act that a person performs is either acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, in his values, and that's or denying the Avodah Zarah. Okay, says the Gemara now, continues again. Let's make them take the following oath. They're going to distance themselves from Avodah Zarah and then keep the entire Kola. Inami, another thing that Moshe could have said, Sheish meos v'shlosh esrei mitzvos. Keep them 613 mitzvos. There's no doubt that if he would have said a lashon like that. Se'el, Gemara's masking, Moshe Rabbeinu milsa de'lo tirichel nakot. Moshe didn't want to make something that was a tircha, a big effort, troublesome. Meaning, you're right, at the end of the day, he could have found another way to make them all take the Shavua, and there would be no doubt about what were the correct das was. But you want to trouble them by taking more of a complex thing. So therefore, Moshe says, you're taking a Shavua now, and it's going to dati of das makot. Okay, now the Gemara moves to talk about Shavua of when you take a Havai, like an exaggeration, right? So the Mishnah said a person's going to be also something with a konum, says Imlo Reisi Nachash Kekoras Beis Habad. If I didn't see a snake that was as large as the beam of an olive press. Now, there are some snakes that are quite large. You have a python, which is found in Asia and Africa, and they're thick and long like it. So maybe it really is true, right? Velo, there's no snakes like this. There was a special snake that lived in the times of Shavur Malka. So that was Shapur the First. He was a king of Persia. He was in the Sassanid dynasty. He was one of the great Persian kings. So you had a snake like this. Remule Tlesar Urvasa de Sivna Ubalayason. They gave him 13 bundles of straw and he swallowed them. So he that's bigger than an olive press. So Amr Shmuel was a chaver, a contemporary in had relate. We know throughout Shasti he spoke a lot with Shvur Malka. So Shmuel said, Betoruf. Right? That was talking about a notched snake. The way the Ran here says, Osui Bakoim Bakoim. It had notches, grooves in the back. Sakula Nachish Mitrif Tarfe. Wait, every snake has a notch like that. Someone says, no. Agabu Tarf Kamrinan. The Chiddush was that he had it on his back. That's pretty rare. So that's what the guy was talking about when he was describing the snake. So, okay, if that's what he's talking about, says the Gemara says, Velisne Tarf. Just say it, favorish. That's what you're talking about. Notched. Why do you say that it was Kikor's Beis Habad, like the beam? So Milsa Agavorcha Kam Ashmalan is teaching us something else in passing. Kikor's Beis Habad Gabo Torah. When you talk about the back of a beam of an olive branch, it has to be Torah. It has to be notched. So Lamai Nafkamina. What difference does it make whether it is notches or is not notches? Lamekach Mimkar. When you're making a business sale, Lo Melacha. You say to the person Hamoich Kikor's Beis Habad Lechaveru. You're selling a beam of an olive press to your chaver, igabu toruf in. If its back is notched, then yes, it meaning it's a good sale. Ve'ilo, and it's not low, because a beam without the notches is not really halachically called a beam, and therefore it would be a mekach taos. All right, that brings us to the end of the Amud Mirz Hashem. We will pick it up with Amud Beis in our next shir.